The United Nations Refugee Agency says the federal government needs to explain why there's been a sharp decline in the number of Afghan asylum seekers that Australian authorities have recognised as refugees in recent months. The UN's regional head says that almost all the Afghan asylum seekers who arrived by boat qualified as genuine refugees 6 months ago. Now that's dropped to as low as 30%. The Immigration Department, though, says there's been a significant drop recently in the number of refugee cases. It won't confirm the exact numbers, as Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Afghan refugees who arrive by boat have their asylum cases assessed on Christmas Island. Now, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says there's been a sharp drop in the number of Afghans successfully claiming asylum in Australia. Richard Towle is the UN's regional representative.
We've heard anecdotally that there has been a very significant decrease in recognition rate of Afghan asylum seekers from what was probably close to 100% a number of months ago down to possibly as low as 30% recognition rates today.
The Department of Immigration says it can confirm that there's been a significant drop in the success rate of Afghan asylum seekers since March. But a spokesman says it can't confirm by exactly how much, and the variance depends on the nature of individual claims. The UNHCR provides critical in-country information that helps the government assess the security situation of particular nations. Richard Towle says the UNHCR has not changed its assessment in Afghanistan and wants to know what factors have led to such a decline in the number of refugees recognised.
We've got our own guidelines on Afghanistan, which date back to July of 2009. They're in the process of being updated, but normally we would ask governments to place reliance on those as pretty accurate and authoritative assessments of the country conditions. So if the decision makers in Australia are using different assessments from different sources, we would certainly be interested to find out what those are.
Are they using a different assessment?
Well, in principle, every case has to be decided on its own facts, but there has been a very significant shift in the recognition rates over a short period of time.
The UN's regional representative says asylum claims have also been complicated by a change in federal government policy. In April, the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd suspended any new claims for refugee status for people arriving from both Afghanistan and Sri Lanka. This was made on the basis that the government needed to reassess the security situation in the war-torn nations.
We understand that the suspension policy was introduced because not sufficient information was known about the country conditions in Afghanistan, and it would be proper to suspend assessments while more information was gathered. And yet we're now seeing with Afghan claimants arriving before the cut-off date in April being declined in much higher numbers, which seems to indicate a surety of assessment by the decision makers. So there seems to be a slight tension between an ongoing suspension policy on the one hand in relation to the same groups of people who are now being quite confidently assessed as not needing international protection.
The Department of Immigration declined an interview with The World Today, but the department secretary, Andrew Metcalfe, provided a written response.
In February 2010, new information about country conditions, drawing on reporting from a number of sources, was provided to decision makers for use in their assessments. The information indicated that the main caseloads of Australia's asylum seekers from Afghanistan have, in recent times, experienced a period of relative stability in their regions of origin.
John Gibson is the president of the Refugee Council of Australia. He says it's surprising the number of successful asylum seekers could drop by so much so quickly.
Our troops are there in a particular province. There are people who are effectively the victims of the Taliban and Taliban oppression in large parts of Afghanistan, the minorities, and we are treating them as if, you know, they don't have any need or cause for protection.
Unsuccessful asylum seekers on Christmas Island are able to have their case reassessed by a single-member independent review. The Immigration Minister Chris Evans is campaigning in Perth, and a spokesman said he was unavailable to comment.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.